I feel like I'm always the one to say hello first.
Hello.
Immediately clipping the knife. Immediately clipping.
Whoa, what a great start.
Immediately clipping the mic and I cover my mouth and make a horrendous noise. I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Delaney.
Can I talk to you about the ambush that occurred at my dinner table last night?
I would love nothing more.
So first of all, hello to our, how many monthly listeners do we have now? I don't know. I put it in the last podcast description. Did you read the last podcast description?
I did.
I think we have our first inside joke for the pod.
Which is?
Me not knowing where to speak.
Oh.
Because, let me read it to you. Then you didn't read it.
I did. I didn't know that was like, you know. Okay, continue.
What did you not know it was like?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hold, please. Welcome.
I said, if you're listening to this podcast and thinking to yourself, Delaney, for the love of God, move away from the microphone the entire time, I'm thinking the exact same thing, and sincerely apologize. I wrote the thing, but, like, moving close to the mic the episode before.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it would be a cute little joke. Anyways.
Yeah.
Katie doesn't concur. We currently have... Hold on. Our estimated audience is 10, so it's gone down a little bit by one.
Ouch!
Yeah, ouch. Thanks, guys. Well, now it's gone up by 3. Because let me tell you, this horrendous experience I had. Hello, friends and family. Now, I would like... Oh, also, happy Memorial Day.
Yes, yes.
We're filming this. Recording this on a Memorial Day.
Yeah?
On Memorial Day. I feel feral.
Anyway, so what happened last night? Please tell me.
Okay, we had a little get-together for my grandfather's birthday, which is tomorrow. Should I say
that? I don't think it matters. Shout out to Lainey's grandpa.
Yeah. Shout out to Bew. So we had a little get-together. I made the ugliest cupcakes.
I saw that.
I told them, I was like, fair warning, these are horrendously ugly. Everybody but
what
my
made
aunt,
you think blue and yellow were gonna go well together?
I thought they were fun, like, birthday colors. But then it was giving Ukraine, it was giving Merrimack College, it was giving Snoo.
It was giving green.
Yeah. I thought it was a vibe. It didn't work. Also, like,
You live, you learn.
Yeah, my piping skills weren't it that day, and I was like, this is horrendous. I told everybody, I was like, fair warning, it tastes wonderful, but the cupcakes are the ugliest things you've ever seen. And everybody was like, no, they're fine. And then my aunt, who I knew would be honest, was like, this is not your best work. Okay. So anyways, we're at the dinner table, and we were talking about, like, plans for the summer, whatever. My mom was like, yeah, Delaney and her friend Katie started, like, a podcast, and my aunts were like, oh my god, I want to listen. And my mom's like, yeah, she, like, my mom is interested in listening. Hi, mom, if you're listening to this. Ugh. My mom is interested in listening, but, like, I kind of have been holding out to give her, like, the information on how to listen. Same with my dad. So...
Oh, yeah, I flat out told my parents, sorry, no.
So, also, my mom told me, like, my voice annoys her, so I don't know why she...
What?
I told you that in the first episode.
I thought that was you that you said your voice is annoying.
No, when I came home, she's like, your voice sounds different.
Oh.
I don't know. Did college change me, Katie?
I don't think so.
Thank you. So, my aunt starts Googling... Delaney Curran's podcast, and it's the first thing that comes up.
Okay, so my brothers have been trying to find this podcast, and, like, I am, like, very against it, have not given
all
them a name.
Them?
Rob. And, like, once Rob finds out, it's all over. Like, my whole family will find out. And the reason I don't want them to hear is because they're just gonna make fun of me for the rest of my life.
And me.
Not so much you, more me.
I already shuddered when your poor dad was like, are you going to podcast? I was like, yes. I know he doesn't care, but I was like, it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah, I really don't want my brothers to find out, so maybe I shouldn't. No, but...
I feel like we should preface, though, like, we love doing this. It's just when people who know us listen, like,
yeah.
Like, when people who know us, like, intimately, like, listen. That sounds wrong, but you know what I
mean? Family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends, fine. Just don't listen to my presence. So my aunt Googles my name and podcast, and it's the first thing that comes up.
No.
And I was like, okay, so clearly there aren't a lot of Delaney Kearnses in the world, and clearly there aren't a lot of Delaney Kearnses who have podcasts. So everybody starts playing an episode at the dinner table.
Oh.
And my poor grandfather and dad don't have phones, so thank God they couldn't.
But yeah.
Like, they're just, like, laughing. That was a motorcycle. They're just, like, laughing and, like, enjoying the experience, and I was horrendously embarrassed.
What did they think? What was our best episode to them?
They didn't finish any of the episodes, but they were playing them. Ugh. Right.
That sounds like my biggest nightmare, and I would leave the room immediately.
It was horrible. It was horrible. And I wanted to cry myself to sleep, but I didn't.
I would have burst out into tears right then and there.
It was just a lot of red face. And she's serving tomato.
Yeah. Oof. That's gonna happen to me one day this summer. The same thing's gonna happen, I guarantee. By the end of this summer, they're gonna find out.
I will say, they were impressed that, like, people actually listened to this.
I know, I told my mom. I was like, we have, like, you know, 10 monthly listeners. She's like, really?
I know,
like,
yeah.
Ouch.
Seriously, ouch. So now we have 13.
Great.
My aunt, her wife, and then my mom. Mm-hmm. If my mom listens, I don't know. I don't think podcasts are, like, really her vibe. But
yeah.
My aunts like them, so, ugh.
Should we get started with what we have planned for today?
Of course.
Okay. Do I have to preface this?
Yeah, you go first. It was your idea.
Okay, so I was scrolling on TikTok, as one does, you know, especially of our generation. And I saw this TikTok of, like, someone doing, like, celebrities who share my birthday and, like, where they would sit at a birthday dinner. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was absolutely hilarious. And I'm like, Delaney, I sent it to Delaney and I said, Delaney, we need to do this immediately. So we created our own celebrity seating chart at our birthday party of celebrities that share the same birthday as us.
And, like, if you go Googling our birthdays and see celebrities that we don't mention that you know that we don't know, don't get offended.
Yeah, I mean, I already know there's going to be some celebrities that I have on my list that you have no idea who they are.
Of course, because I'm awful with names.
Maybe I would say 90% of these people you aren't going to know the names of.
Great. Can you give me context of who they are, though?
Yeah, I wrote down, like, what they're famous for you.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want to go first?
No.
Okay, so I have a list of...
I am also horrendously bad with... That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm also horrendously bad with birthdays, and I always get Katie's birthday wrong. I think it's... It's giving July 22nd.
Yeah! Yes, yes queen! Pop off!
Okay. Then I remembered.
Yeah.
See, I'm a good friend. I still arrived an hour late, but I'm a good friend.
Honestly, it was one of your better days.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I usually when I arrive an hour late, I look horrendous, but today I arrived an hour late and I actually look okay.
Okay, queen. Look at you.
Oh, God.
All right, so I have a list of 11 people, including myself, at this table. It is a round circular table.
With a smiley face.
I drew a smiley face. So, of course, I am sitting head of the table.
It's a circle. There's no head of the table.
Delaney? I am sitting head of the table.
The forehead, if you will.
Ouch. And then I put next to me, because she is a queen and I wanted to sit next to her, AJ Cook. I said... She will be sitting next to me because I want to be her best friend.
I don't know what she is.
She plays, what's her name? In Criminal Minds.
So.
JJ. She plays JJ in Criminal Minds. Yes.
I love her.
Me too. I said, she will be sitting next to me. I want all the tea about Criminal Minds, all the cast secrets, and I think she would let me be best friends with Matthew Gray Goobler. She would give me his contact information, and we would become best friends, so that's why she's sitting next to me. And then next to her, I literally was grasping for straws, so I'm like, okay.
Maybe we should redo this next episode, but, like, birthday month.
Maybe. That would be a lot easier, because next to AJ Cook is the mother of JFK.
Oh my god. Is she good?
Yeah, but you know what? It's fine. She's coming back for this birthday dinner.
Didn't realize we were allowed to do dead people, but okay.
I said, I want to see her. Okay, so for context, the reason I put her here is because next to her is David Spade. He's a comedian.
Is he in Grown Ups?
I think so, yeah.
Is he the short one?
He's the one with blonde hair, yeah.
Okay.
He's friends with Adam Sandler. And I put him next to the mother of JFK because I want to see her get absolutely roasted by David Spade. I want to see her get bullied by him.
Hey, that family has had enough tragedy.
Yeah, but, like, come on. They're rich. They can take it.
They also gave their poor daughter a lobotomy?
Yeah, so she deserves to get roasted by David Spade.
Yeah, reparations are deserved.
Also, next to David Spade... So, David Spade is in the middle, right? And next to David Spade is Prince George. He's a child of the royal family. Jesus. And I put him next to a comedian because, again, I want to see him get roasted. And I think it would be funny to put David Spade next to two very,
How
like,
old is
royal...
Prince George?
I don't know. I just think it would be funny.
Also, I take that back. I feel like the Kennedy family has already earned their rep. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just horrendously.
Yeah, so... They deserve it.
No, they don't. I mean, like, they are constantly just, like, the universe will not let them rest. So why do they deserve a roasting?
Sorry, it would be funny to watch. Okay. It's my birthday dinner. I want all the drama.
It's also their birthday dinner.
It doesn't matter. And next to Prince George, I put Jamie Camille. He is, Jane the Virgin. He's the father. Yeah.
Of Jane?
Yes.
I don't think we ever meet the dad of Jane.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Google it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I put him there. I don't know. He needed to sit somewhere, and that's
right,
where I put him.
Exactly.
And then next to him is Selena Gomez.
You share a birthday with
I
Selena
I surely
Gomez.
Do. And she's here for, you know, she's here for a good time. And I put her here because she's unproblematic. You know what? She'll probably have good chemistry with everyone. So wherever you put her, she'll be there.
Also, Prince George is 8 years old.
Perfect. Yeah. And then next is to Selena Gomez, I put Danny Glover. Good vibes. He's at the good side of the table.
Is that Donald Glover's father?
No. He's just there.
Who is Donald Glover?
He's in Community.
Okay, his name is actually Donald?
Yes.
Okay, I just needed to make sure. I thought I mixed it up.
He's also Childish Gambino.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, now we get into the actors I don't think you will know.
I don't know any of them.
Okay. So, next to Danny Glover, I put Don Henley. He was in the Eagles, which is a famous, you know... classic rock band.
Yeah, my grandfather listens to
that. Yeah, so I put him there. I feel like he has a lot of intel about classic rocks. He'll probably has interesting stories.
Oh, and he can talk to Childish Gambino about it.
That's not Childish Gambino, Delaney. That's Donald Glover. This is Danny Glover.
Who is Danny Glover?
An actor.
Is he white?
No.
So he is really...
No! Absolutely not!
I'm so sorry. Yikes.
Big yikes for you.
They just happen to have the same last name?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then next to Don Henley, I put William Dafoe. He was in Spider-Man. I feel like if I don't have him at my birthday dinner, my brother will be very upset because he loves Spider-Man and William Dafoe.
Well, your brother's not at this table.
Yeah, no, but, you know. And then here's someone I think you'll get really excited about. And then I put him next to me. So this is the person on the other side of me rather than AJ Cook. And then we have Alex Trebek. Unproblematic king. I want him next to me. And I feel like he'll have a lot of fun stories.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh, I want him at my birthday dinner. So I put him last, you know, best for last. And
my grandfather had
that's exciting.
Beef with Alex Trebek.
Oh, please do tell.
Okay, so you're correct. Danny Glover is an American actor.
Yep.
Who is not related to Donald Glover.
Yep.
He just thinks he's ignorant and, like, when he reads the questions, he's like, of course that's the answer. Because, yeah, guy, you have the answers in front of you. Okay, mine is, like, a little less eventful. I didn't, like, plan it as intensely as Katie's. I have, like, screenshots of the people, and I was just gonna, you know... spout it out. First of all, I am incredibly excited for this one. And you're going to roll your eyes in my face. That was correct. Okay.
I'm here so, for it.
We're going around the table. I don't know how many guests we're going to have, but we're just going to go for it. I think I've chosen 4 guests. Nobody is, like, born on September 30th that has any relevance. Relevance.
There you go.
Okay.
Ooh, I bet there are a ton of influencers who have your birthday, though.
No, that's what it is. They're influencers who I don't know and, like, don't want to talk to. So I'm not inviting them to the party. Because I'm supposed to have a good time. They aren't. But I don't think anybody's going to have beef with anybody. But first of all, the people who I would be sitting next to are Maddie Ziegler, who has my birthday.
Oh, queen!
I know.
I'd be so excited for that.
I've always known she has the same birthday as me. She is a year older, but she does have the same birthday as me, September 30th. I think I already said that several times. Jesus. So she'll be sitting next to me. I want all the Dance Moms tea. I want to know why she chose that problematic movie with Sia. Horrendous choice.
I want to know why she has anything with Sia. TBH. Why? That relationship is so weird.
Ooh.
It's weird. Do some research, girl. It's weird. It's giving me a little bit of, like, Michael Jackson vibes. TBH.
That is a controversial opinion to have, but I also agree.
Yeah.
We could do a whole other episode about Michael Jackson.
We could do a whole other episode about Dance Moms.
Oh! Yes.
I did something stupid, and I called... The other day, I, like, did something stupid, and I called myself a dingbat. My mom was like, what's going on? I'm like... Listen, dingbat, get your finger out my face. Out the room, girls, out the room.
Did you not say that? Did you not say my daughter looked miserable, so you're going to put Kalani in her face?
Out the room, girls, out the room.
Oh, my
Queen
God.
Queen Holly. Anyway.
Okay. So, also, search famous birthdays Maddie Ziegler. They chose the most horrendous photo of
Did
this
they?
Girl.
I want to see
I
it.
I feel so bad. It's a hate crime.
Oh.
It's such a bad photo.
That is a bad
and
photo.
And she's, like, a gorgeous woman, and, like, there's so many other options.
Huh.
Okay, the only controversial person I have in my roster, and I don't know where I'm sitting him, but certainly, like, in the middle somewhere, is T-Pain. Is he the actor that...
He's a rapper.
Is he the rapper rapper that brings his daughter to the gynecologist to, like...
I have no idea. That...
Allegedly, there is a rapper. I don't know if it's T-Pain. Probably should do some Googling at the moment that brings their daughter to the gynecologist every year to check that she's still
I have aging. Heard that, but I don't know if it's T-Pain.
I don't think it's T-Pain. But either way, if it's not T-Pain, he does look like a fun guy.
He is, I hear, yeah.
You hear?
Yeah.
You're in his social circles?
No, no, but, like, I'm pretty sure he does, like, a lot of, like, streaming, and he's just, like, a laid-back guy.
Let me Google this so we're not slandering T-Pain's name, because our 10-monthly listeners could really do some damage to his career.
Like, our 10-monthly listeners listen to T-Pain.
Right. I've never heard any of his songs.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
What song would I hear?
He's just on a lot of things.
What rapper?
I don't think it's Snoop Dogg, because Snoop Dogg is an unproblematic king.
What rapper brings their... These nails are horrendous. I can't.
Yeah, I don't know how you're functioning.
I put on fake nails and they're just awful. To the gyno. That's also so invasive.
I'm trying to think of, like...
T.I.
T.I.
Okay, so it starts with a T. I'm so sorry, T-Pain.
We love you, T-Pain.
We love you.
Shout out, T-Pain.
Shout out, T-Pain. Yeah, I think you just, like, bring the party and then you could also... perform.
Him and Maddie Ziegler together, though, that would be that would be an event.
So it's gonna be me to the right of me, Maddie Ziegler, then T-Pain, and then next to T-Pain, I'm putting Lacey Chabert. You're gonna know who exactly I'm talking about when I tell you she plays Gretchen in Mean Girls. She is also Hallmark's leading lady now after the scandal of Lori Loughlin, who was in several Hallmark movies, and you know what happened to her.
Okay.
So sorry for that interruption. One thing about us, we're not editing a single episode.
Oh, no.
We have very clear roles on this podcast, and editing is not one of them.
Yeah,
so,
no. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, none of us have the patience or the effort to edit an audio medium. Because when you edit, like, a video, it's much easier. Because you can, like, see where things start and begin. But mm-hmm. audio is very hard. Okay.
So, T-Pain, Gretchen.
Right.
Right.
Yes, and I think my mom would be very excited about Lacey Chabert because she is a Hallmark fan.
Indeed.
Stan.
Ooh.
It's an issue. Okay. Now that we've rounded the table, so we have me,
that's
Maddie.
Only...
I know it's not a lot.
Okay.
Me, Maddie, T-Pain, Lacey, and then next to me on the other side is going to be Christopher Jackson, baby. Do you know who Christopher Jackson is?
Vaguely. The name
he
sounds familiar.
George Washington and Hamilton!
That is like an intimate dinner party that crazy things would happen at.
I am so excited because Christopher Jackson, you know, he can give me the hookup to Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay!
And Lin-Manuel Miranda can hook me up with... Why do I feel like him and Lizzo are friends? Ugh, I want Lizzo at my birthday party.
Me too. We should create it like an... I think that's actually a question, though, in the next thing. Who would you bring to a dinner party? So maybe... That's a good segue.
This is a good segue. So that's my dinner party. I couldn't... Like, literally, nobody relevant is born on September 30th.
Yeah. I had a couple big names. Relevant?
I'm having a hard time with that word.
Okay.
All right.
So,
I didn't deliver for that segment, but I'm really excited about Christopher Jackson.
Yeah, I honestly think I'm most excited about AJ Cook. I feel like all the drama, all the tea about Criminal Minds will come out.
Because I heard it wasn't like...
I heard she got fired for a younger blonde, and then the fans were very upset, and they
what
had to hire
season?
Her back. It was one of the, like, before season 10.
Okay. Because she was brought back.
Maybe,
pretty...
like, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I would get all the tea, plus Matthew Gay Goobler. Come on.
Duh.
Of course.
In any occasion.
Any occasion. That could be your plus one.
Right. What? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, we should redo this. Okay. But everybody can bring a plus one, and we can pick a mutual that they know that they can come to.
Ooh.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Like
I my favorite one of these was someone was doing it. Do you know who Armie Hammer is?
Yeah.
Okay, someone was doing it and they're like, we're going to flip the switch. Flip the switch.
Script.
There we go. And the cannibal sitting in the middle, we're eating him. I was like, I am growing. I should show you that TikTok.
I thought you said Arm and Hammer?
No, wait, let me show you the TikTok because it's incredible and I love it.
Over the podcast?
Maybe they want to hear, too.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible, and I love it.
What is this
episode? Okay, I'll show it to you after, then.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway, so our next segment, do you want to introduce this?
Sure. So, we kind of teased it in the first episode and, like, kind of poo-pooed it, but I think it'd actually be, like, kind of cool and, like, lead to fun conversation.
Yeah.
So, we talked about how in our AP Gov class, we had to read...
Speaking of, I need to tell you something after the pod.
Okay, please do.
Yeah.
We had to
pertaining read... to our AP Gov class.
Please do?
Yes.
We had to read New York Times articles every single week because we had quizzes on Mondays. Mm-hmm. Whatever, that's irrelevant. It is relevant. Can I stop saying that word?
Take a shot.
Every time Delaney struggles with the word relevant and relevance. Is relevant even a word?
I think so, but I think it's in term of, like, religion.
Prevalent.
Like, relevance is, like...
Revelant? Are you relevant? Are you prevalent?
Prevalent and relevance.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
And one time, we had to read an article about, like, however many questions it is to, like, really
10.
Get to know someone.
Oh.
Was
yeah.
it 10?
No, the New York quizzes were 10 questions. Yeah, got it. Okay, so I think it's 36. 36 questions.
36 questions.
It's based on a psychological test. We talked about this in my psych class this year as well. Mm-hmm. It's, like, 36 questions that correlate with, like, couples staying together longer and creating, like, a lasting bond. And, like, it's supposedly to help you, like, get to know a person, like,
right.
really well. Obviously, we're not doing this with the purpose to fall in love. Sorry, Delaney, you're not my type. Love you, but not that way. We're close, but not that way. The only woman that I love is Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, your mom.
Yeah, okay. The joke flew over her head. Anyway.
I heard it.
So, yeah, these questions are, like, kind of, like, a get-to-know-you, and there is, like, a psychologist who did, like, a study on this by interviewing couples and seeing how well they, like,
lasted. Our teacher prompted us with this being, like, so essentially you're supposed to, like, look into each other's eyes while answering
for 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes. And he was like, guys, we could totally do this. Pair you guys up and do it. And everyone in the class was like, first of all, in my class, there was, like, a committed relationship. So, obviously, they were
there was
together.
A mine as well. But I don't think they're together anymore.
Is that what you're going to tell me?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
And then, like, other people, I just would not want to know the answer.
Very much that.
So, we all weren't really vibing with this idea. But he really wanted to do it. So, today we are
Fulfilling. Yeah.
Our AP Ghost teacher. We're making his dreams come true.
Plus, I think these questions would be super interesting. Like, I genuinely think these are
I'm
fun
so
questions.
Excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have it pulled up?
I can get it. I'm pretty sure I downloaded this because
I don't have a New York Times description.
No, like, this is, like, a study, so, like, there's, like, these questions are out there because this psychologist put it out because it's, like, an actual, like, psychological study. And then someone wrote an article about it in the New York Times.
I just said I don't have a New York Times description, and then I went prescription, but it's actually a
subscription.
There we go.
Yeah.
Words are hard.
They are. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Can I go in the moment?
Why?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Of course you do. All right, pause, take two. Okay.
I hath returned.
All right, we got the questions.
Can you send me the link?
It's a PDF.
Oh, okay.
I think I can try, though.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
I guess you can proctor.
Proctor? What am I, SATs?
Seriously.
Okay, the first question is... apparently it takes you 45 minutes, so that actually works out perfectly. The first question, ironically enough, given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Anyone in the world?
Anyone in the world. And I think either dead or alive.
These questions are so loaded. I have a hard time.
Well, that's why they're deep, and it, like, gives you the sense of compatibility with someone else.
I feel like I really vibe with Michelle Obama.
Ooh, that would be an interesting one.
I love her so much.
Get all the inside scoops.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I feel like I wouldn't want someone of that stature, because I would be intimidated.
Oh.
Like, I wouldn't want, like, that would be way too much pressure for
You're
me.
You're so right.
That's why I don't think I would go with, like, some of my idols either, because I feel like I would be too intimidated, and I would be like, I can't talk to you, like, I'm too nervous, I don't know what to say, especially if it's a one-on-one, that would be scary. But I feel like a Michelle Obama would be super welcoming and, like, try to make you feel at ease.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that would be, like, a good guest. Don't know if I would. I feel like I want to have, like, a fun time. Like, I don't know if I want, like an author. I feel like it could be
draining.
Yeah. I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal would be fun.
I always mix him up with
Timothée Chalamet.
Right.
Honestly, Timothée Chalamet would be a Zendaya. I'd want Zendaya.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want Zendaya. Because I feel like she's down to earth enough that it would be, like, super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also a queen.
Did you watch Euphoria?
No.
Me either.
Yeah. I don't have any subscription that allows me to watch it, so.
Mm.
But, oh, I want to know what Bella Thorne's really like, so.
She, She's a character.
She is. Plus, I love Zendaya, so.
I love that.
I'd pick Zendaya.
That's a great thought process. I can't really think of anyone else. Oh, Ben Platt. But I would be.
I would be too intimidated.
I would be, like, hyperventilating.
Yeah, like, I couldn't do John Mayer. Plus, he has a big ego. So you just talk about himself the whole time. Maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing. No, I'm sticking with Zendaya. Okay.
Okay.
Got it. The next question is, would you like to be famous? In what way?
I think there's an inherent, like, It's inferred because we're doing a podcast that we want. I'm moving closer to the mic. It's inferred that we're because we're doing a podcast that we want like some level of fame, right?
Mm, I don't know.
But I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it's a fun hobby. I get to talk to my friend once a week and have an excuse to do it.
Yeah.
And like if it goes somewhere,
and there's
it goes
like
somewhere.
An aspect of anonymity though.
Correct.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what we look like unless you look up. I mean, my Instagram is like somewhat public, but like you don't really have any other social media.
Yeah.
So really I'm the only person you could figure out what I look like if you like took the time to, but it's gonna be hard. So there's an aspect of anonymity, right?
Yeah, go for it.
But also I think with podcasts, if they do recruit like an audience, it's like
chill.
There's a sense
it's
of
it's not like a celebrity status, right. Yeah.
Like,
I don't think I would want to be like famous for that.
No.
Cause like it that opens yourself up to like criticism and I don't think I could handle that. Like I'm too much of a people pleaser that it would like literally break me.
I think the most I could do, like, if we ever, God forbid, like recruited like 1,000 listeners, that would be enough for me.
Mm-hmm. We could split that $10 then.
Right, we could split the $10 for RPMs, but yeah. I think, like, if I ever wanted any level of fame, it would be, like, Z-List. Like, nobody knows her unless it's a really niche reference.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I would not want to be to this, like... Yeah, because that opens up to, like, you see all these celebrities, like, and sometimes, like, beef with celebrities that leads to, like, kind of stepping a line into personal lives, like, I don't think I could do that, like, and like opening yourself up to that level of criticism would just be like extremely hard for me, like,
yeah,
I don't think
it's
I could
lot.
Do it.
It's taxing.
Yeah, that's a big old note
because
for me.
No offense to like Ben Platt, but there's a difference between like Ben Platt and Beyonce, like,
yeah,
that's not
or
the
like
same level.
The podcast I listen to, like, you know, Sal Volcano. Like,
right, yeah, there's a difference between, like, Sal Volcano and, like...
Volcano. Sorry, yeah, I don't know.
Who's, like, really a famous comedian? There's a difference between, like, Joe Rogan's podcast, which don't even get me started.
I know.
And, like...
Taste buds.
Hey Babe, like...
Yeah.
I love that, like, level of intimacy that people have with their audience, where it's, like...
It feels like a conversation rather than... Like, I love Conan O'Brien, and I listen to his podcast often.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's like, you can't... Because he interviews, like, celebrities.
There's
and,
a level
like,
of disconnect there.
Yeah, and, like, he does try to be as personable as possible, and I think for someone of his stature, I think he does really well for that. However, it's never going to be, like, he's having a genuine conversation. I mean, he is, but it's not, like, the same level of, like, personal
right.
kind of... But, yeah.
It's hard to have genuinity with somebody who's, like, already so exposed to the world.
Right.
Where it's, like, they don't want to spill their personal information.
Right.
Which is understandable. But
right.
Like, if you follow somebody with a smaller following, then there's a sense of, like, it's more personal. I don't know what that sensation is.
Parasocial relationships.
Yeah. It's very, it's,
yeah.
It's very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. oh boy. The third question is, before making a phone call, do you ever rehearse what you were going to say and why? For me, that is a big old yes. I will be rehearsing that phone call for probably 30 minutes before, even if it's like a 2-minute phone call. I just like don't like making phone calls. And yeah.
It depends what the phone call is.
Like, if it's to my friend, like, whatever, I don't care. Like, I'll call you out of the blue.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, to make an appointment, like, I gotta have a list of what I'm gonna say and, like, be ready.
I've gotten better with that. If it's a phone call where it's, like, a job inquiry, I write, like, a little something on my computer and then, like, read it off.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if it's, like, a confrontational discussion, like, I remember one time I had, like... in the beginning of college, I had, like, a crush on somebody who just got out of a relationship, and I was friends with the person who the ex was. So I had a crush on a guy, and I was friends with the girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just need to tell her, because it's just weird if I don't. And, like, I'm the type of person who, it's so bad and embarrassing, but, like, it's not embarrassing for me, so if other people feel bad about it, that's not my problem. But I just, like, I'm the type of person who needs to tell somebody I like them, because then I can move on.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, that was never going to happen, and that's, like, silly and gross. So, I, like, rehearsed what I was going to say to him and her, and mm-hmm. it was, like, completely fine, but I was, like, then I was over it.
Yeah.
That's what, like, I'm not confrontational, but I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think there is a difference between, like, purposefully being confrontational and, like, being just genuine. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
can't.
So, yeah. The next question is, what would constitute a perfect day for you?
Like, one thing, or...
Like, what would you consider to be your perfect day? Like, what would you be doing on your perfect day? Like, what would that look like to you?
You go first.
I would say sleep in to a cool, like, 9:30, 10. Okay. Get up and have a great breakfast with, like, some nice iced coffee. Eat that outside with a cool summer breeze. Sunny day, but not too hot. And just, like, spend the day, like, reading in my backyard with some nice iced coffee. And then, like, during the night, like, watching a horror movie mm-hmm. during the summertime is, like, one of my favorite things. So, like, I would do that probably with my brothers because that would be fun. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I think that would be, like, my perfect day. Just a very, like, at-home, chill kind of, like, nothing to do
yeah.
but relax kind of day.
My perfect day, there's two different ones. There's, like, different perfect days.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm at school, it's, like, I want to get up at 6 to be at the gym at 7 and, like, then go get breakfast with my friends and then go to class and get the day started. If I'm home, it's, like, very much your vibe. Like, I wake up, oh, I'm so bad at waking up. I really want to start waking up early. I want to wake up at, like, 8 and then go to the gym for 9:30. To 11, and then come home and, like, eat breakfast, and then start the day at, like, not start the day, but, like, be ready by 12 or 1.
Mm.
I think we've spent some perfect days together.
Yeah, I think when we went to Barnes & Noble, that was really, like, one of my favorite days, I think. That was, like, a really, really good day.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, we've had some really great days. I mean, there are certain events, like, I love, but, like, they also, like, come with, like, a sense of anxiety that, like,
I was gonna say prom.
Yeah.
Was good.
Yeah.
I had more fun at, like, semis and homecomings than prom. Yeah. Prom was, like...
There were expectations.
There were expectations, and they were not fulfilled.
Right.
But semis and homecomings, you just go to dance, and it's, like, so fun. There's, mm-hmm. like, no pressure. It was so fun.
Yeah, and, like, I love concerts, but sometimes, like, the crowds and just, like, yes, getting there yes. makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. So, like, I love going to concerts, however...
Once the music starts, it's fine.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Also, it needs to be, like, 65.
Yeah. 75.
That's pushing it. I'll make a compromise and say 70 with a cool breeze.
Okay. Fair enough. the next question. When was the last time you sang to yourself? To someone else? Literally probably 5 seconds before Delaney got here.
Exactly. I was singing in the car.
I sing constantly all the time, 24/7. To someone else, I don't think I usually sing to someone else. Around someone else, probably again this morning, just because people are around whenever I'm...
When I sing to other people, it's ironic.
Mm.
Like, last night, I was like, to my family, I was like, do you want to hear my Les Mis karaoke? So I sang I Dreamed a Dream to them, but, like, completely horrendously awful. Horribly. So, it's ironic. I'm not trying.
Okay. Okay, number 6. This is kind of a long one. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind of a 30-year-old or the body of the mind of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years... Okay, sorry. We're gonna start that over because I can't read. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years, which one would you want? So either mind or body.
first of all, this is, I don't know if we've talked about this since we've talked about it the first time, but you were like, I'm going out at 60. For a while there, you were not having any prospects. Mm. You didn't have any expectations for life. You said 60 is too long and I'm going out at 60.
I'd up it to maybe like 75.
Oh my god. My grandfather just turned 73.
Okay, fair enough. We'll do a cool 78. The average life expectancy.
It's lowering in the United States. Do not be that statistic.
Okay. You're going to come to my door when I'm about to die and be like, you can't die.
No, not right today. Now. Not today.
Okay, what would you pick?
I already hate my body enough, so I'll just go with the mind.
Yeah, I'd pick mind. Yeah.
Like, I am not, I can't be shallow and be like, I'm already concerned about what my body's going to look like at 30. Like, I don't need, it's not like I have any high expectations for it, but I would like to be cognizant and have, like,
yeah, and, like, remember my, yeah, like, family and, like, being able to do things with them and be present with them.
Right.
So, I would definitely pick mind.
Also, you could maintain, like, a job if you have your brain.
Yeah. You could do some Sudoku.
Right. It's more entertaining.
Yeah, watch some Judge Judy.
Because what are you going to do if you have dementia and, like, a hot 30-year-old body? Like,
good point. I don't know. That's fair, that's fair. Yeah, so we agree on that one. Oh, this might make you anxious, and I'm sorry. Mm. The next question is, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
I have driving anxiety, so it's always a car accident.
Mm. I don't know. Honestly, I hope it's peaceful. I hope I die in my sleep.
Please, please let it be that. Please let it be that.
Yeah. I honestly haven't thought about it, and I don't really care to.
No, because Katie said that it's going to make me anxious because I have a fear of dying and just, like, death in general, because it's absolutely horrendous to think about, like, the afterlife as somebody who, like, is agnostic but isn't really sure. I just can't.
It's a wrap lot to your head about. Around.
Yeah, yeah, of course we can't wrap our head around it. We haven't experienced it, but right. It's like, I think at some point if you're 90, like, that's you've made it. You've lived the dream.
Kane Tanaka, right. May she rest in peace.
Did you know that she actually they found another person who was older
than
her? Yeah,
I listened to Hey Babe.
Right. Right.
Yeah, she's like what 123. I can't even fathom.
I don't know.
I, like, that's crazy to me, like, to live that old.
Okay, here's the thing. It's not necessarily, I mean, I am afraid of myself dying, but it's also, like,
watching people in your life die.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Like, the thought that, like,
you'll be the last one.
Yeah, because I'm an only child.
Not even that, just, like, the family you build yourself, like, with others. Like, I think that's just, like, absolutely scary. Like, I don't even want to think about that.
It's very scary. It's very scary. And that's why I feel like there's a rush to, like, date and, like, do things and, like,
oh, yeah, get it together. The biological clock is ticking.
Together. Right, because then I'm an only child, so I'm bearing my parents alone.
Only child.
Thank you,
Rachel Berry. The only berry on my family tree.
I am the only berry.
Mm. She was a queen. Iconic.
She was not a queen.
Problematic, but, you know. Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. Well, there's a lot.
Appear?
I think this is, like, when you're first, like,
oh, God.
You don't, but, like, we know each other, so we have a lot in common. So tell me.
Why am I always going first?
I don't know.
I have this, like, insecurity that everybody on the pod, who's listening to the podcast is like, Delaney, shut up, you're talking too much.
I have the same thing. Like, I'm like, am I talking too much?
No, I'm like, do I own 50% of the company or 51%?
The 5%.
Am I talking way too much?
Give me the 5%.
5%. Three things?
Yeah. Like, appearance-wise or just, like,
bad. I feel like we have a lot of the same insecurities.
Yeah, fair enough.
When I came home, when was it? I think it was spring break. My, like, 1 week spring break. So helpful. Thank you. My 1 week spring break, I came home and Katie and I grabbed lunch together. And then we literally sat in her driveway for, I'm not even kidding, like, 4 hours. And just, yeah, like, talked. And, like, I think that was a real turning point in our friendship.
Yeah, a lot of, like, unsaid things. Like, Or just, like, there, but, like, yeah. never really, like, spoken.
I mean, I have a lot of insecurity, but I also have a lot of things that I do not give an F about, and I think we have the same... Like, I don't care about stretch marks.
Oh, yeah, no.
Whatever. College made me realize this, because shaving in college is an actually, like, disgusting experience, and it makes you feel dirtier.
Yeah, like, really.
I don't care about shaving. I shave maybe once a month.
Mm.
I just shaved my legs this morning, and I was like, you know what? This is a horrible process, and
I don't like it.
Every week.
Yeah.
I also have a different experience, because I don't have armpit hair.
Like, wow, you really just outed yourself there.
Yeah. That's, like, something that not many people know, but I just, like, don't grow it. It's weird.
I wish.
So, yeah, those are our three things. No.
I think there was two, girl.
What did I say?
Insecurities.
We also have, like, the same things we don't care about.
Yeah.
And then I would say we have a lot of the same, like, morals.
Yeah.
We don't disagree about much. And if it is, it's, like, petty.
Yeah. I'd say the same thing. It's, like, funny. Yeah.
Like, we don't disagree about major, like, values.
Right.
And if we were to, like, it's fine.
Yeah, like, values that you would need in another person, like, in any relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three things. I think we have, like, a similar sense of humor, which I appreciate.
Yes.
Because it's hard to find somebody who, like, vibes with you. Because, like, I'll say something and the group of my college friends are like, what? Like, they don't know what Glee is, and that really hurts my heart sometimes. Another thing, yeah, I think we have, like, a similar personality, in a sense. Kind of, like, I guess that's the same kind of, like, thing you were saying, but,
we have similar personalities, but, like, different approaches to social situations.
Very much that. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good balance for that, because, like, where I'm more, like, hesitant, you're, like, diving feet first.
Because we're just floating on a rock, like... I could say who cares, but that's easier said than done, but, like,
yeah,
a lot of the times, it's, like, almost unhinged. Like, I think, oh, I could say this right now, and then just, like, walk away.
See, I would be thinking about that for the rest of my life.
No, and oftentimes I do, but I still say it. The intrusive thoughts win.
And I also, we have, like, I guess we have, like, similar, like, tastes and sense of, like, media.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good. Yeah.
Do we have anything physically in common?
We're, like, around the same height.
Yes, for the longest time you were much taller than I was.
She had a glow up.
I did not.
You had a grow up. Hey.
There it is.
Okay, so, aww, for what in your life do you feel most grateful? This is a loaded question.
This is a loaded question, because I could say a lot of things.
Yeah.
It sounds bad, but, like, I am very privileged in the sense that, like, my family has never had to worry about a meal on the table.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that until you're, like, grown up.
Right.
So I think I am where I am because of that privilege of, like, yeah, we live in a town where there's, like, not a lot of crime and it's, like, great education. Mm-hmm. And we do complain about things, but it's, at the end of the day, you have to look at it and be like, this is why I am here and this is why I am okay being a teacher. Like,
yeah.
And that's associated with, like, family, of course, but.
Yeah, family, for sure. Like, I am really, like, privileged to have, like, a good relationship with all of my siblings, and I know that's not the same for a lot of people. Yeah, I don't know, I honestly think it's, like, the little things in life that just, like, make you happy.
Of course.
Like, just being so happy, just, like, in a moment, and that's, like, wow, in this moment, like, I feel really content.
Like, I think we were, like, the day we went out to, like, Barnes & Noble and then the record store, like, yeah. It was almost so euphoric.
It was.
Because we were just, like, listening to music in the car, and, like, it was a moment where I was, like, okay, we're both on the same level of everything's fine right now.
Yeah.
Like, nothing could.
It's content. It was so good. Yeah.
Oh.
Katie and I do not cry.
No.
Like,
well, I do. Kind of.
Privately. We cry privately.
I don't usually, like, cry. Like, I'll cry to, like, media. Like, I'll cry at a good book. I'll cry at a good show. I'll cry at a good song. But it's not, like, I don't usually, like...
Music is a big thing I'm grateful for, too.
Very much that.
And my dog. Oh, my God. That is something that, like, will destroy me. Like, that will destroy me. The day that my dog dies will be one of the worst days of my life. And I'm not ready for it.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's sad because when you get a pet, you, like, it's implied that they're gonna die before you, but it's, like...
You could get a tortoise. Tortoises live for, like, 100 years.
Tell me the personality of a tortoise.
It's same as me.
No, I can't have a podcast with a tortoise.
Hey, tortoises... Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. If you could change anything about the way... Ooh, this is loaded. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm like, why is this alarm going off? I don't have work. Okay, anyway. That was my alarm telling me to get ready for work, but I don't have work today. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? Do we skip this question? Too personal?
No, I would want a sibling.
Okay, fair. Fair.
I don't think it would be fun when I, like, I loved being an only child when I was little because I had, like, my mom to myself and my mom were, like, attached at the hip because my dad worked nights. But, like, I, now that I'm older, I want, like, that relationship. I yearn for that relationship in a way I think we have kind of that relationship. But, yeah. Like, I want a sibling.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think I have a good relationship with my, one thing I have noticed.
Would you want a sister?
No.
No.
Because then I'd have to, like, share things.
Right.
I have gotten, like, since I'm the only girl in my family, I got my own room. My brothers had to share a room because, and I'm the youngest, so, like, I kind of get everything, and I'm here for it. I have noticed, though, like, me and my siblings aren't very open. Like, we're all really close, but we're not, like, open with, like, in terms of, like, physical, like, or, like, spoken affection. So, I don't know.
I think that's a lot of siblings, though. I don't think you're alone in that.
Well, that's just something I've noticed.
Also, my parents didn't want another kid, so that's fine. Like, I can find other people to, like, bond with, but, like, I think it would have been fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's not something I harp over.
Right.
It's just...
Yeah, it's circumstantial.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to do this. We don't need to do this next question.
What's the question?
Take the next 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in as much detail as possible.
Skip.
We know each other too well for that.
That's the podcast, babe.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be? Ooh.
This is gonna sound so shallow. But I want abs.
Okay. I was gonna say the ability to, like, let things go and let bygones be bygones and, like, not harp on things. But, like, just kind of a sense of, like, I guess that's kind of, like, confidence.
Self-esteem. Enough. You know what? I don't want to change my body. I want confidence.
Yeah.
That's what I need. That's,
yeah.
That's the mindset we're going into.
Yeah.
That was great.
I love that for us. Ooh.
These questions are really fun.
They're deep. I can't imagine doing this with a... I can see why people fall in love.
Yeah. What are you implying, Katie?
If you could have a crystal ball tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know? Oh, this is going to sound so bad. I want to know if I fall in love. Like,
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I think it is a crime for people not to have that feeling. And obviously, I mean, I haven't felt that feeling, but, like...
Girl, you gotta speak up.
I wanna know if I fall in love so bad.
I know.
Like, I don't care if it ends in an awful, like, breakup, whatever. I wanna feel that feeling. I wanna know if I feel that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's the only thing. Like,
also,
I just...
like, the idea that if, like... I get married one day. I don't even know if I want to get married,
right.
But, like, if I get married one day, like, I can remember this moment, and, like, we have a record of this moment of us being, like, will we ever feel this feeling? And, like, it could happen.
Yeah.
Very meta, but...
Very meta. Metaverse.
Oh, God. I feel like you're moving the microwave away from you.
Yeah, because I was speaking louder than you. I'm watching the little levels, babe.
Levels, levels, levels. Do you watch that guy who impersonates
Nick Jonas on TikTok?
It's incredible.
I think so. I think I've seen one of his videos, yeah.
That was out of left field, but...
I kind of forgot that was a Nick Jonas song.
He had, like, a few bops on the radio just all the time, and suddenly there's no more, but...
Well, he's with his brothers again. They're doing their thing. Anyway, is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time, and why haven't you done it? Ooh. I don't know. I don't know if, like, I have, like, a... I've always wanted to travel, like, to Europe, but, like, I have, like, travel anxiety.
Yeah.
But, I think that would be really fun. It'll happen. Like, yeah, and, like, money. I just, like, there are certain places I want to see, but I'm, like, I'd like to be there and then, like, immediately be home. Yeah. Just for, like, a moment.
Not to make excuses, but there's kind of a hindrance with the pandemic right now.
And we're college students.
Right. Maybe just, like, a dream I've had that I haven't done. I don't know. I just
girl,
say,
you gotta speak loud.
I'm trying. Do you want me to yell?
Yes, I do yell. Want you to yell. I want you to yell.
I can't yell. I think a lot of them are honestly just like fitness related goals, and it's like I'm working on it, or just like I don't have the motivation for it, or it's mm-hmm. like I don't know. There's not a lot of things. I'm not a complacent person. Like I don't feel like there are things that I want to do that I haven't really tried to do.
And I also think, like, you have, like, goals in the back of your mind, but, like, they'll just happen as the years go on. Right. And you look back and you've kind of seen, like, everything you've done.
Like, I want a doctorate, but, like, I'm working on it. Like, right. There's time there that needs to happen. There's right. money that needs to be made. Like.
Right, right. Yeah.
Sorry, y'all.
Ooh. Oh, okay. What is the greatest accomplishment in your life?
I love the order of these questions.
Yeah.
You go first.
Greatest accomplishment. Honestly, like, this sounds cliche, but, like, I mean, probably just, like, getting through, like, my 1 through 12 schooling.
Of course. I was going
to
say that, too.
But, like, in going to college and just, like, being able to adapt, because that was kind of, like, a difficult at first, but, like, just kind of... And, like, growing a sense of independence, I think.
I love that. Like, yeah, like, I would say my greatest accomplishment was establishing, like, a family at college. Mm. And, like, being okay being away from home.
Yeah.
Also, is that, I think, I mean, I don't mean to speak for you, but, like, your music, I think, is, like, something you're very proud of, I hope. Jeez.
Yeah, but, like, again, it's, like, kind of, like, when you're in the middle of it all, it's hard, and, like, I don't really share my music with very many people, so it's, like, I'm not getting that direct feedback,
mm-hmm.
But I mean...
when you reflect about it,
yeah,
do you feel accomplished, or...
I mean, like, I'll be playing a song that I wrote, and I'm be like, oh my god, I love this, like, mm-hmm. this is, like, my favorite, and then I'm like, I feel a sense of, like, I don't know, kind of, like, what's the right word I'm looking for? I don't know. Sure, we'll go with accomplished.
Pride?
Pride. Just, like, affection, maybe?
Sure.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, I think graduating high school is a big one. And, like, in the moments of, I don't think I have even still processed that we graduated high school.
I know, like, I was thinking about this, and, like, it's been a year.
It has been a year.
Almost to the, like, day.
Mm-hmm. And I miss those feelings of being so excited for the future and, like, not knowing what's going to happen. And, like, we've put this behind us. And, like, I was writing a card to one of my friends who was graduating. And I was like, you need to cherish these feelings because you're not going to feel them again. It's well, sad, but it's true. Like,
yeah.
When you graduate college, you have a job lined up, whatever. When you graduate right. high school, you're like, there's so many
The world is my oyster.
And it's overwhelming, but it's also, like, this anxious feeling that it's just, you need to cherish it.
Yeah, that's very much that. Oh, this is a good one. What do you value most in a friendship? I think it's important to have, like, a good balance, like, you aren't too similar to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, being able to, like, check each other, I think that we do that very well. Like, where areas where I lack, like, you're able to, like, kind of, like, nudge me. I think that's important, like, being able to, like, recognize where the other person may, like, lack and being able to, like, support them in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I think honesty, like.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If I'm bothered by something, I'm going to tell you about it, and it's, like. And in that same regard, I've realized through the past year, especially with friendships at school, like, because I speak so honestly about my feelings, like, when I tell them that I love something about them, or when I tell them that, like, what they did, I appreciated, it means that much more because I'm always honest.
Yeah. I think also hand in that, just, like, a lack of kind of, like, pettiness and passive aggressiveness. Yeah, like, if you have something to say, say it. Like, don't drag things out more especially, than they have to be.
I mean, it's stereotypical, but especially between girls, it's, like, yeah. It's so hard to find, like, an actual, like, sisterhood.
And without not having competition or, yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, this is cute. What is your most treasured memory?
Between us or just...
Or just in general.
Whoa. That's a hard one.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, like, little moments that I, like, reminisce on.
We haven't lived for a long time, but when you think about, like, 18 years, mm. It's, like, there's a lot of memories to be chosen from.
That is difficult. I don't know.
I think my aunt's wedding was really good. I mean, at the time, I was, like, a ball of anxiety, but, like, that was just, like, a moment where my aunt, who had, like, been single for so long and, like, been through several relationships in my life, like, married, like, it was just, it was so great to see her so happy.
Yeah. That's a really good one. I don't know. Like, it probably would be, like, where a memory I would have was probably, I don't know, it's probably something where all of my brothers and I were together. I think that's, like, a fun time. Crazy like shenanigans go on. But, I don't know. I wouldn't say when we were kids, because there was that, like, sense of, like, I was so much younger than them. But now that we're, like, kind of grown up, there's less of, like, a age.
It's not as obvious.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Honestly, it's the little things. Like,
for sure.
Like, whenever my oldest brother probably comes to visit, I, like, cherish that.
Aww,
yeah.
I love this. Between us, though, like, again.
There's a lot. Like, second half of senior year, that was, like,
that
great.
Was so fun.
Yeah.
So good. Also, when the pool was up, we were just, like, the campfires we had.
Yeah.
Just, like, floating.
Mm.
I don't know.
Summer memories.
Memories.
Love a good Cats reference.
Do we?
Wow.
We should watch that movie.
Should we?
And come back.
Oh, that's a memory I cherish when we watched After.
Right. What a bond. We were literally grubs. Like, absolute grubs.
Oh, of course.
We just stayed in our pajamas all day and watched After.
But would you change it? No.
No.
Absolutely
we're gonna
not.
Do the same thing next weekend.
Of course. Oh, we gotta find, like, another trashy movie to watch.
I told you, Twilight.
Oh, of course. Right. How could I forget? What is your most terrible memory? Well, if it's too traumatic, we can skip.
No, we can do, like, something, like...
Surface level.
Surface level. First thing comes to mind, freshman English.
Okay. Fair. Fair.
Do you want to do... Why don't we put in a time frame?
Okay.
Why don't we say,
the
like,
last
year?
Sure.
The last year, there's a lot of terrible
memories. Yeah. Fair enough, fair enough.
But there's also a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
That has to do with you, not with other people. So,
okay.
Because I don't want to drag other
right,
people.
Right, right, yeah. Good call. I don't know. I had, like, this... past winter, I don't know, just that season, yeah. We'll just say winter.
Winter is hard.
Yeah.
Winter is hard, and as somebody who likes winter, it's hard.
It is.
Like, leaving class at 5 p.m. and it being pitch black out is not something I enjoyed.
Then having to drive home
it's
in rush
so
hour
cold.
Traffic.
Right, and campuses do a horrendous job
plowing. For even able-bodied students, for salting the roads.
Oh, we have a hill, too. So, like, it's people would just be sliding down the hill.
I have fallen on my butt so many times. Awful bruises. Oh. Like, I can't even imagine being a student in a wheelchair. Like, right. Horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah, winter's hard. Terrible memory? What was the question? Horrible?
Most terrible memory.
Oof.
Yeah, well, we don't have to get into it if it's, like, obviously super.
I've been on some bad dates, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Katie's making a face at me.
I just feel bad that, like, that's something you have to, like, carry with you now.
It's not... Next question.
Okay, next question. Next caller.
I don't have a problem talking about it. It's like people just don't need to know.
Right, next caller. If you... Oh. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you were living now and
if
why?
If I knew about it?
If you knew you were going to die in a year. Would this I is change? Heavy.
Would I change anything about the...
I would. Yeah. 100%. I hold myself back in, like, social situations out of, like, fear of judgment. I would just let all that go. I'd be like, I'm dying. You can't come after me. I'm doing whatever I want.
Nobody cares anymore. Also, like, all the money in my savings, spent.
Oh, gone. I wouldn't be working, period.
No, exactly. Like, there are some obvious things. Does it say of? Like, is it just going to be sudden, or is it going to be painful?
It just says if you knew you were going to die. Suddenly. So, like, you don't know when in the next year.
I say that I'm gonna, like, live freely, but at the same time, I'd be so anxious.
Oh.
So anxious.
That's a good point. I might just be holed up in my room.
I'd probably be a Kermit, and then, like, the reason I die is just of sadness.
I would, yeah, try to go to, like, every single concert I could. I'd try to, like, yeah, I'd try to have as many, like, core experiences as possible. Mm-hmm.
That's
but,
a hard thing to think about.
Yeah, well, that also gives you, like, a time frame, and I feel like life is better if you have, like, moments sprinkled throughout rather than just, like, jamming everything in.
Yeah, because most of life is mundane.
Right, and there's a beauty in that, I think.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
That's a rough question. Like, it also depends on who you're asking. Like, if I ask somebody who's, like, 60 that question,
they're like, well,
they've done a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very much, yeah.
You haven't done too much.
And, like, it depends on, like, your social situation, too. Like, if you're, like, a billionaire, like, you've been living recklessly already.
100%.
So, yeah. Next question is, what does friendship mean to you?
Oh.
A lot.
Yeah. That's also loaded.
Yeah.
So sappy for what?
For what? I feel like we answered that already. Like, yeah. It's, like, a support system. I think it's, like, important to have someone who's, like, not related to you, like, also. I mean, I guess that's the definition of friendship. But just kind of, like, someone who has a different life experience than you to, like, be able to, like, check you.
Also, Katie and I don't speak for you, but I was really worried about moving away to college and, like, maintaining our friendship, but I think it's enhanced it.
Oh, yeah, because, like, now we have, like, more things to talk about and, like, different experiences. Yeah, I remember there was this moment when we were first, like, I don't want to say reuniting, but, like, you know, checking in, like, that first college break, I don't remember, but we, like, went to go get coffee.
Thanksgiving?
Must have been Thanksgiving, and, like, I was a little nervous. I'm like, well, I don't know what's gonna happen. Like, is it gonna be awkward? And then we were walking out of getting coffee, and, like, we said something at the exact same time, and I was like, wait, that's crazy that we're still so in tune.
Yeah, because we're not the type of friends that... I have friends who I will, like, constantly text with.
Oh, we're, like, not. Every kind of, like, when something happens, it happens. Yeah. Like, I don't need to be, like, updating my life every 2 seconds.
Yeah, we're not very... I am needy for some people, and, like, people are some needy. Like, I don't know. I'm not...
Yeah.
We just don't...
I'm also just, like, a person who, like, is very content just being on their own. So, like, mm-hmm. I'm, like, not, like, waiting. I don't know. So, I don't know. And I have had, like, friendships before where it's, like, constant, like, conversations. And it's a little bit tiring
it's
at
draining.
Times. Yeah.
Especially if you, like, don't want to.
Right. I'm perfectly content with leaving you on open.
Yeah. There's not...
And I think there's, like, no resentment there. At least, I don't know. I don't speak
I
for
don't.
You,
yeah,
but...
I don't.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
What number question is it?
That's 20. So
this is 21.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? This is rough.
Are you referencing something I've been through?
Both of us. Okay. What roles do love and affection play in your life? Nothing.
I'm not playing this up. Like, these are our genuine reactions to these questions. When men and I have these conversations, and it's normally guys who bring this stuff up, like, I can't with being touched. I can't with, like, intimate conversations. I can't. You need to, like, I don't know why, but there's, like, a wall that happens.
And, yeah.
Like, at some point, it's not there. But, like, because
right.
I also chronically overshare. Mm. But, because, like, and I probably have on this podcast because we feel so safe with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I'm talking to, like, a man, especially a guy.
Nope.
I don't want to be touched.
Nope.
From past experience, but also I'm just not a touchy, affectionate mm-hmm. person. Katie and I have maybe awkwardly hugged one time.
Yeah.
I don't know when it was, but I know it's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my friends know, like, if they want a hug, I'll give them a hug, but I'm not going... I would enjoy the experience, but I'm not going to thoroughly enjoy the experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say I'm more of, like, my love language probably be, like, words of affirmation rather than, like, physical touch. So.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely.
Love and affection.
Yeah.
Horrendous. I also have this fear of, like, I crave, like, having a relationship, but then I'm, like, that
Wait,
is so
yeah.
much effort.
That, yeah.
And if I could have a boyfriend and their relationship with me is, like, our relationship, then that's great. But I don't, I feel like, I don't know why, but I don't need, I'm not a clingy person.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, same. That, very much that. Jeez. Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner. Share a total of 5.
5?
5 positive characteristics.
I feel like it's just going to be redundant. Like,
mm-hmm.
we kind of said that in the 3 that were similar.
Yeah. I would say I appreciate your directness. Like, I never have to, like, guess what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Which
was annoying for a little bit, and I understand why. But I've learned, like, if you're ranting to me, it doesn't necessarily mean
I
you
want
a solution
to
the problem.
I just want, like,
you
a listener.
You just want to talk about it. Yeah.
Right. I also appreciate... While this is drastically shifted, I think you overall have a positive outlook. Not so much to the max, but I think it's still...
It was a
it's
lot
an undercurrent.
For a while there.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Then life beat you down.
Then I lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both of us, like, are never inherently negative.
I mean, I can be.
Right, but we need to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps.
Yes.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, yeah. There was a point in my life where I was like, you can choose your happiness. And
mm-hmm.
it's like,
8th grade Delaney?
Shut up, girl. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was also just, like, very negative back then. Which, I mean, I think it's, I try to, because, I mean, I think... No, you cannot choose your happiness, but you certainly can do things that do not reinforce negative thoughts.
Mm.
So I think there's a balance there where you can be like, yes, I acknowledge that I feel this certain way and it's not necessarily positive. However,
right.
I don't have to seek out things that reinforce my thinking.
Yeah.
So I think there's a balance.
I appreciate, I'm always so jealous of how many hobbies you have. Like, oh.
I just don't have a social life.
No, because without, like, because it always happened to me every summer, especially when I stopped playing field hockey, where it was like, oh, so the only things that define me or are, like, a personality trait are education, my semblance of whatever social life that is, which is nothing in high school, and then, like, field hockey and the gym. And, like, I still feel like it's kind of there, but when I, like, left school, I was like, okay, so now what? So I'm very, like, jealous, and I admire, like, your ability to, like, try new things. Which is also why I was excited to start the podcast. So I like that. I also like, my room doesn't look like this. Like, you're very organized. I'm organized when it's either I'm organized or I'm, like, a mess, but something that's always organized is school. Cannot be organized in school. What do you mean, meh? Like, everything has a place.
I feel like my closet's kind of messy.
That's one thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to do, like, a deep organization, but...
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I think I only did two things about you. I appreciate that you're, like...
You have to do five.
I'm gonna stick by the rules. Okay. I appreciate that you're, like, very kind of open to new social situations. Like, you're never, like, afraid to... I wouldn't say besides you're not afraid. Dating. Yeah. Besides you kind dating. Of, like... You're okay with, like, inserting yourself into, like, a... Not, like, inserting, but, like, participating in, like, a conversation. And I think that's, like...
If the cues, super, I'm not gonna like, jump into somebody's
No, of course not.
Like, if the cues are there, they're right. there.
Yeah. And, like, I think you, like, genuinely try to see the best in people. Like, if it's called for. If the person's, like, you know, if they're throwing it at you, obviously you throw it back. However, I think you try to, like, recognize in people, like, things that... you, like, kind of, like, value, and I think that's, like, a good thing.
Thank you! I'm just crying in the club over here. I also am not an aggressive person. Like, I don't throw it back in the sense of, like, I'm gonna be mean back.
It's mild. Sometimes I don't even know what's happening.
Really?
Sometimes I think, like...
I need an example after the podcast.
Yeah. Well, sometimes your dating experience with men. Like, you're like, what do you mean?
Oh, I entertain it.
Yes.
But in a nice way, and then I don't realize it.
Yeah.
I don't realize what's happening.
Yeah. And I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
This is so hard. Like, I feel like we're so interested in like, not interested. What is it? Oh my god, the same
invested?
No.
Similar.
Whoa, similar doesn't sound like interested at all.
No.
But I'm just like...
Yeah. I appreciate your drive. Like, I think you have a really good drive, work ethic. Like, when you want something, like, you go after it, and I think that's like...
You have a lot of drive too, Katie. Katie.
I don't know.
You don't give yourself enough credit.
Whoa. This has turned into, like...
a therapy session.
Literally.
Can you imagine doing this on a first date?
No wonder they're falling in love, because they're literally, like, but dissecting each other's soul.
What happens if it goes wrong?
Archenemy. I don't know.
I admire how you have the ability to get up before 10 a.m. every day and a schedule.
Girl, I wish I didn't.
Why?
Because I could literally be awake... till like 4 and still get up at like 7. I don't know why. It's like,
I also love your cooking and baking abilities. I think caution is good in social situations.
I'm too cautious,
and sometimes I say things that I will regret later, or just like,
yeah, but at least you've said them.
I would have rather not.
I don't speak to people. Nobody knows me, and I think that's, like, you make a name for yourself in a positive way, and I like that.
Oh, God, I hope so. I think there's a balance.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I appreciate, because you have good thoughts, and sometimes you just need to say them. Like, during, like, Socratic seminars, like, I was like, maybe Katie has something good to say.
T. But, yeah. Well, now we're getting back into more traumatic things.
Oh, God.
How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most others?
I'm gonna say yeah. Most others?
Yeah. I mean, that's a broad spectrum because...
Yeah, that's a lot of...
Abuse happens. Obviously, my childhood was significantly happier than that.
Right.
I think...
So we're just going to say yes and move on.
Yes. Like our parents. Oh, okay. Well, we kind of touched on this. How do you feel your relationship with your mother is? I think I have a good relationship with my mother. We have a good rapport. I sass her, she sasses me back.
Yeah, I agree. However, sometimes because we are so close, there is like
we're too a similar.
Veiled boundary there.
Yeah.
Like, what do we talk about and what don't we talk about?
Yeah.
But yes, we are very close.
Yeah. Make three true we statements. For instance, we are both in this room feeling okay, we statements. I don't know. Do you wanna go?
We are both in this room feeling a little uncomfortable about the we statements. No.
I think we do that a lot, though. Like, we both, that's a we statement.
We both say we both?
No, like, we both, I don't know.
I'm playing with my water bottle cap. Yeah, sorry. That is so rude of you to make a reference.
I love that we didn't even have to say that. Oh my god.
We both know what each other are thinking.
Yeah. We both are fanatic Glee fans.
Yeah. And criticizers.
Oh, of course.
We're fans and haters.
Yeah?
We hate watch.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh my god. Can I tell you my Matthew Morrison?
Yeah! I'm waiting for it.
I texted Katie and I said, I have learned some Matthew Morrison information that you will be greatly excited for.
Okay,
so I sent
okay.
you a TikTok the other
Is
day.
Is he going to jail?
I sent you a TikTok the other day about, So You Think You Can Dance?
Oh, isn't he leaving?
Oh, you already know?
Yeah.
Because he violated protocol?
Oh, I didn't know that! I just know he's leaving.
He's leaving because he violated guidelines of some sort. We think it's COVID. But
lame. I wanted something a little more.
He was let go.
Good.
I know.
Isn't JoJo Siwa on that?
Yes, because Twitch, who I think is famous because of So Think You Can Dance, and JoJo Siwa are judges.
Yeah.
Kat Valentine, I love her so much. Her accent is so fun. Has always been the host.
Isn't Kat Valentine stellar. From like Victorious?
And what's her last name? Yeah, you're totally right. Kat Valentine.
Valentino? No, that's a brand. Isn't it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Kat Valentine's like...
Who is the host of So You Think You Can Dance? She's searching. Sue's searching. One moment.
I do a pretty mean robot.
Okay. Sorry. I'm just gonna Google it. What's the next question?
Next question. Complete the scent. Oh, these are like... Oh! These are getting very deep. Okay. I don't know if we're emotionally prepared for these questions. Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone whom I could share a relationship with.
Yeah. Love.
Love. Mutual affection.
But not physical intimacy.
Mm-mm. Emotional, perhaps.
Right.
Yeah. I would say I wish I had someone I could share, like, chemistry with, you know? Like, a good rapport, ooh, like...
We have that.
No, I know, but, like, in a romantic sense.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah. All right. If you were going to become a close friend with your partner, please share what would be important for them for... please share what would be important for them to know. Well, I feel like we could skip that.
Yes.
Skipping.
Okay, the host's name isn't coming up.
Alright, we are not doing this either because I feel like we have literally done this 4 billion times by this point. Please share something you like about your partner. Yeah. Be very honest this time, saying things that you might not say to someone you just met. We can skip.
Okay.
We don't need to do this again. Unless you would like to.
No.
Okay, great. Please share a...
Kat Daly, sorry.
Okay.
Not Kat Valentine.
Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life. I feel like you've been there for a lot of my embarrassing moments.
Really?
Well, you've been in the vicinity. You've heard them.
Right.
I don't know. An embarrassing moment? I feel like
my
most everything.
My embarrassing moments involve other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're so, like, I have some embarrassing moments where, like, I feel like you wouldn't be able to return back from.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything, probably because I've pushed it down so far, but, like...
Yeah, but an embarrassing moment for you is, like, saying something at the wrong time, like...
Fair.
I have done things where it's like, you need to go home.
Really?
I think my bottle boy story is worthy of going home. Because I wasn't sure if I didn't take a sip.
Yeah.
I was tutoring, and I may have been, like... I was just, like, I needed to, like, touch something, and I thought I was touching my own water bottle, but I brought a Hydro Flask, and not a plastic water bottle, mm-hmm. and I was, like, for the first time I was tutoring this boy, I was, like, touching his own belongings, and for sure, I am maybe 60% sure I didn't take a sip, like...
Oh, I wish I had been there.
It was a moment of, like, he knew what was happening, but I didn't, and I realized it when I started unscrewing the cap. And I went, oh my god, I am touching your water bottle. I am so sorry. And then the next time I tutored him, he put it across the table.
So. Ooh. But you know what? You're still tutoring, so it's going well. It's going well. When was the last time you cried in front of another person? I don't know. I mean, that's honestly, probably when I was watching a movie with my mom, let's be honest.
When we were watching Glee?
Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah, no, that's it.
Yeah, I would say the same thing.
By yourself? I don't know, probably last week. Who knows?
I can't remember.
Too many to count.
Yeah, I just poked myself in the eye. Yeah, I don't know.
Again... Tell your partner something you like about them. We already did this.
What are they trying to do
here? They're trying to, like, set up some flirting action. Yeah. That's what's going on. If anything is too serious to joke about? A lot. I think there's a lot. I think don't joke about abuse. I don't think you should joke about someone else's life circumstances without them being asked. Someone's body. Do not joke about someone's body.
Yeah, unless they're joking.
Do not joke about someone's trauma, their mental health status, unless there's a knowing
minorities.
Sense. Yes.
Especially if you're white and straight and cis.
Yeah.
Like, do not joke about minorities.
Yeah. Like, I think there's a lot that you can't joke about.
Yes.
I think...
Yeah. A lot of things should be off limits.
I think addiction, I don't think you should mm-hmm. be joking about
unless
that.
Unless it's, like, the person who went through such trauma is making a joke about the trauma,
right. You are allowed if there's, to laugh, it's but you stated, are not allowed to make if a it's joke. Stated and yeah. it's common, like, a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it's known between the two parties. Like, it's kind of, like, the unsaid consent. If you're, like, have that type of relationship where it's, like, that's how someone copes and they appreciate humor, then I say don't. If you don't know the person well enough, don't joke.
Family members?
Yeah.
I may not have the best relationship with some of my family members,
but you do not joke about them. 100%. Yeah.
We can joke about the relationship, but you're
not. I can say mean things about my brother all day, but if you say.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a line.
There is a line.
Some people don't know that's there.
Right. Have you had any experiences with that?
I was gonna say, have you ever met somebody who's, like, completely crossed the line and you're just like, I gotta go?
I don't know. I mean, I've been told that I'm too mean. I was joking about my brothers. And they were telling me I was too mean. I'm like, nah. Siblings. Yeah, I was like... And it was, like, someone who didn't have, like, a close relationship with their sibling. And I'm like, eh.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody... Probably, like... I go to a school where there's not a lot of diversity. We literally live in a state where there's nothing...
Yeah.
It's just a lot of white people. And, like, it matters. The conversation depends on who is in the room.
Very much that.
And I said that during one of my classes that we have to take, and we were talking about, like, why in some circumstances are people so filtered and why in other circumstances are they not. I think a lot of true colors show when people
when
are
they
in the
think
same
they
room
can get away with something
with the same type right. of people. Like, if they're were a black man in that room, the conversation would be different. If there was, like, a Hispanic person in the room, the conversation would be different. Like,
right.
There was only one person of color in that class, and I was like, if they weren't here, the conversation would be completely different. People would have felt free to say certain things.
Because they think they can get away with it. Because they think it's okay. Yeah.
And I think that's a problem within, like...
Wow, this is getting deep.
This is getting really deep. I think that's a problem within certain communities, especially, like... Is white community even a thing?
But, like, I don't know.
Within, like, white culture, people don't call each other out enough. Like...
Fair.
Hey, man, I don't think you should really say that.
Yeah, well, people also just get very defensive.
Right, and I think... We literally grew up in high school where people would say the N-word in yeah. the hallway. So I think...
That's something I have to tell you outside of the pod, but, okay. like, this... Please I have a do. Story about Please my college.
yeah. People are a little too comfortable around other people.
Yeah. Anyway, next question. But back to depressing.
Nothing to me directly.
Mm. If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you regret not having told someone? Why haven't you told them this yet? I don't know.
I don't have any, like...
Glaring
yeah. relationships right now where I need to say something.
Yeah. No. People know what they know.
Yeah, exactly. They know what they need to know, and they don't know what they don't need to know.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. Great.
That's an interesting question.
Your house, containing everything you own, catches fire after saving your loved ones and pets. You have time to safely make a final dash to save one item. What would it be and why?
In the age of technology, obviously my phone...
I'm assuming my phone is on my body.
Fair enough.
Because most likely would be.
So we're so no technology allowed?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, now this is an interesting question.
See, I already know what I would pick. I think you probably would know, too.
Your songwriting book?
No, because that's in my brain. I would save my guitar, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because I, like, worked all summer to pay for it. Like, yeah. That is, like, not only is it, like, an instrument to me, but it, like, has sentimental value. And I think that's something... I don't know, though, because there is some, like, jewelry pieces that have been in my family that I think I would want. But again, it would probably be on my body.
Right.
So, I'm going to go with my guitar.
Without assuming what my mom or dad would save, I would save probably my baby album. Like, it's so thick.
Oh, fair. Like, fair. It's
so... I mean, but these images are also saved, but, like, the writing and, like, the authenticity, fair. Like, so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something unsentimental, though, like, unsentimental. I have this, like, red flag of getting rid of things. Like...
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I could just buy it if I want it again. But it's like, girl, that was... Like, maybe you wanted to keep that. Like, diaries, like, I'll just throw them away.
Oh, I have all of mine. I have one from, like, literally... The age six.
I know, I want that. Like, I regret not keeping...
I think I mentioned you in my diary, TBH.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be an episode. That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't keep a lot of sentimental things.
Ooh, okay. Oh! This is a lot. What? This is getting to be a lot.
We can skip it, but I want to know what the question is.
Of all the people in your family, whose death would be the most disturbing and why?
Skip.
Yeah, every one of them.
Yeah, that's like, what is favoritism? That question? Yeah, that is weird.
Okay. Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how they might handle it. I feel like we do that anytime.
Skip, that's just the podcast.
That was the last question.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And now it says stare into each other's eyes for 5 minutes, but we will not be doing that.
Never
so.
In our lives.
Wow. Do you think we found out a lot about each other? TBH, not really.
I think there were things that were... No, we've said these things at one yeah. time or another, just not in the same...
Like, context, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
What an adventure this podcast was. And to close it out, we're going to go full circle. I have to go to the bathroom again.
Okay, queen, so, pop off.
Did you pause?
No.
Okay. Are we at an hour?
We're an hour and 33 minutes.
Whoa.
This Our is a longest long one. One yet?
This is a long one. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I hope you guys did too. To the family listening.
She did not pick which one of you would die, so there you go.
All of your deaths will be very tragic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so dark.
I know.
Who would ask that on a first date?
I have no idea.
That's a really intimate question.
That is loaded.
Okay.
Well.
Bye, love. We'll see you next week.
Oh my god, pause.